这是2005年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试天津卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.I'm British, actually. I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and also we have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay.Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第67小题的有关内容。
I love your new shirt, but you don't usually wear such bright orange color.
Well, I decided that a change from dull brown and white was a good idea for the party.There was trouble with the sound system in the movie. I could hardly hear.
That happened to me once. I spoke with the manager, and the problem was taken care of. You're always working around the house on Saturday, painting and doing repairs. You must enjoy it.
Not really. I'd rather take a rest, but Saturday is the only day I have to get anything done. By the time I get home from work during the week, I'm too tired. I'm sorry, I have no idea where I am. Can you tell me when we get to Binjiang Road?
It was 2 stops back. Get off at the next stop and then take a ride in the other direction.
It's not that far. I can walk it. Thanks for your help. Mom, now's not the time for that. I've got to get my homework done by tomorrow.
That's what you always say when I tell you to tidy up your room. Day in and day out, I have to deal with your dirty socks all over the house. You could at least clean up after yourself in your own room.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面5段对话。每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、 B、 C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。 每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第72和第73两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
I read an article about paper. To be exact, about how much paper Americans use up each year.
Why are you so interested in that?
Because Americans use so much paper. Many trees have to be cut down.
According to the article, how much paper do Americans use?
About 50 million tons of paper a year.
That's probably a lot of trees, isn't it?
Yes. 850 million trees a year.
I can't believe we really need to use so much paper.
I read an article about paper. To be exact, about how much paper Americans use up each year.
Why are you so interested in that?
Because Americans use so much paper. Many trees have to be cut down.
According to the article, how much paper do Americans use?
About 50 million tons of paper a year.
That's probably a lot of trees, isn't it?
Yes. 850 million trees a year.
I can't believe we really need to use so much paper.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 74 to 76 questions. Now, you have 15 seconds to read these 3 questions.
I've got some pictures of last week's camping trip. Would you like to see them?
Of course.
These photos show the tent we stayed in.
Oh, it looks so small.
Yes, it was a little crowded, but it was fun anyway.
And whatever are you doing in these pictures? It looks like you're just standing in a river.
Well, we were trying to catch fish.
Did you catch some fish?
No, actually we didn't catch any, but it was still a great way to spend a day. I've got some pictures of last week's camping trip. Would you like to see them?
Of course.
These photos show the tent we stayed in.
Oh, it looks so small.
Yes, it was a little crowded, but it was fun anyway.
And whatever are you doing in these pictures? It looks like you're just standing in a river.
Well, we were trying to catch fish.
Did you catch some fish?
No, actually we didn't catch any, but it was still a great way to spend a day.
听下面一段对话，回答第77至第79三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
James, what do you think of this bowl?
It's nice, and it looks handsome. Who's it for?
My mum. She collects bowls. Oh, look at this blue and white one. It's even prettier than that one.
You're right. This one has a nicer design.
Yes, I love the design. And the shape is beautiful too.But I am worried about bringing a bowl like this home. It's heavy, and it might break.
It could be hard to get that home. Why don't you check out those tablecloths over there? Something like that would be a lot easier to put in your suitcase.
Oh, I don't think my mum would use a tablecloth like that. Maybe I can find her a silver plate.James, what do you think of this bowl?
It's nice, and it looks handsome. Who's it for?
My mum. She collects bowls. Oh, look at this blue and white one. It's even prettier than that one.
You're right. This one has a nicer design.
Yes, I love the design. And the shape is beautiful too.But I am worried about bringing a bowl like this home. It's heavy, and it might break.
It could be hard to get that home. Why don't you check out those tablecloths over there? Something like that would be a lot easier to put in your suitcase.
Oh, I don't think my mum would use a tablecloth like that. Maybe I can find her a silver plate.
听下面一段对话，回答第80至第83四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
How are your finals going?
Well, I've just finished my last exam and my 2 term papers. I finally feel like I can see the light.
Great. Now, how about a change? I've got 2 tickets for the new modern art exhibition downtown. Do you want to go with me?
Oh, I don't know anything about modern art. I'm no artist.
You don't have to be an artist to enjoy an art show. Besides, it's something different from studying.
You're right. Have you seen this exhibition yet?
No, but I've heard that it's great. The exhibition was in New York last summer, and in Chicago after that. And next week it goes to Los Angeles.
Oh. Well, it ought to be good then. You've talked me into it.
How are your finals going?
Well, I've just finished my last exam and my 2 term papers. I finally feel like I can see the light.
Great. Now, how about a change? I've got 2 tickets for the new modern art exhibition downtown. Do you want to go with me?
Oh, I don't know anything about modern art. I'm no artist.
You don't have to be an artist to enjoy an art show. Besides, it's something different from studying.
You're right. Have you seen this exhibition yet?
No, but I've heard that it's great. The exhibition was in New York last summer, and in Chicago after that. And next week it goes to Los Angeles.
Oh. Well, it ought to be good then. You've talked me into it.
听下面一段对话，回答第84至第863个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Why did you choose to study in Paris?
I decided to go to Paris mainly because I have found it very difficult to find a place to study medicine in my own country, where there are only 3 medical schools. The other reason was that I wanted to be in a place which was at the centre of Europe, close to other countries such as England and Germany.
What were the things you had to deal with when you first arrived?
Well, first of all, I had to learn the language of the country I would be living in for quite a while. Luckily, I learnt the language quickly because I stayed with a local family, which was a great help. I was expected to speak only their language and not mine. After that, I looked around for a place to live in. I found one very close to the university, so I went on foot every day. I was able to exercise a lot, and therefore be fit all year round. My studies went very well, and I graduated at the top of the class with full honours.
Why did you choose to study in Paris?
I decided to go to Paris mainly because I have found it very difficult to find a place to study medicine in my own country, where there are only 3 medical schools. The other reason was that I wanted to be in a place which was at the centre of Europe, close to other countries such as England and Germany.
What were the things you had to deal with when you first arrived?
Well, First of all, I had to learn the language of the country I would be living in for quite a while. Luckily, I learnt the language quickly because I stayed with a local family, which was a great help. I was expected to speak only their language and not mine. After that, I looked around for a place to live in. I found one very close to the university, so I went on foot every day. I was able to exercise a lot and therefore be fit all year round. My studies went very well and I graduated at the top of the class with full honours.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。